if you happen to be on the streets of Galway in the coming days, you might just notice a group of people moving as a unit, wearing headphones, occasionally making strange musical noises, and dancing. Certainly as if they're not aware that anybody is watching them dance. Essentially, what you're looking at is a mixture of a walking tour, a silent disco, all of it organised by an Australian called David Naylor, also known as Guru Doodoo. Sinead Egan caught up with him and some of the members of the public who joined his entourage on the streets of Galway last week.
Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to get Galway happening now. Sing hallelujah.
So we're all wearing headphones and I'm mic'd up, so we take people on a dancing, silent disco, walking, dancing tour through the streets. And there's a lot of, we play a lot of fun, old school disco, 70s, 80s, 90s and modern music. And everyone's listening to the same channel at the same time. And then I'm choreographing little spontaneous flash mobs and interactions with people in the streets. And pretty much it's very fun. Like people pretty quickly get into a space where they're in an altered reality without realizing it. It's a bit, sometimes I say it's like being intoxicated without any alcohol, and in a good way. So there's always lots of smiles.
All right, let's all do whatever she does. We're just going to copy her. So this is you in the yellow. That's you. Let's go. Oh, I like that.
How did this all start?
So I just followed my passions. I was really loved dance and improvisation. And I had a Guru Doodoo. I did a comedy show in Melbourne called Happy Yoga. I wanted to do a new comedy show and I wanted to do it as a walking tour. And I thought, oh, I'm going to lose my voice. So what if I had, what I need is speakers and headphones and, oh, shit, that's right, silent disco. Because I'd been to a silent disco before. And I thought, all right, I'd do it as a walking tour. And so it sort of brings all my loves together.
Just dance like everybody's watching, because they are. It's a good thing. So they're going to want to come on the tour.
We're like 10 minutes in. How's it going?
It's going great. Louisa really likes it.
So just for clarity, Louisa is 3 months old and on her first silent disco tour.
Yes, exactly. And my first silent disco tour. No, it's great fun. He's fab. And I love watching everyone watching us.
Yes, we're definitely the centre of attention.
Yeah, exactly. We're making a bit of a, you know, clamour. Yeah, no, it's great. Are you enjoying it, Louisa? What do you think? Yeah,
for a little waltz through the park, ready? So follow me, let's go.
Hiya, I'm just from RTÉ Radio. Could you describe what those people are doing?
I have no idea what they're doing. This is all very confusing for me. I have no idea what's going on. That's why I'm standing here just seeing what's going to happen next. They're all just listening to classical music, dancing around the park.
Does it look like fun?
Yeah. Well, they seem to be having a great time anyways.
People self-select. Like, the extroverts will hang at the front and be silly, and the more less extroverted people will hang more towards the end. And you're most welcome to just come along and just bop at the back and do nothing.
We're going to sing a song to the people in the streets. We've got Queen or ABBA. ABBA?
ABBA.
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 I've been cheated by you since I don't know when. Here we go, sing it out.
I've been cheated by you since I don't know when.
So I made up my mind, this must come to an end.
So I made up my mind, this must come to an end.
Look at me now, will I ever know?
Look at me now, will I
don't know how.
You've done a couple in Galway now, so how have the Galway crowds been and how have the people who are dancing with you, but also the people who've been watching?
Yeah. Well, because it's the first time in Galway, there's a beautiful thing that happens on the very first time because there's this fresh, you can see the fresh sparkle in the eye. So people love it. Like they just look at us and then they're like, they might have a moment of inquisitive, what's this? And then they go, ah, I love it. So they stand back and watch us and take photos and interact. And yeah, I can feel that Galway is very down to earth. And it's less pretentious than other places. And I think that also really makes us feel comfortable just to be in the space. Like, they're not giving us funny looks or anything. And yeah, I just feel very at ease here. Like, I enjoy the human scale of the of the laneways here. It's just like everyone's very, everything's very transparent. You can see everyone, and we just sort of fit in very well.
You're here for a few days. What tips would you have for people who are going to go on a guru judo tour over the next couple of days?
I think just practical things are wear comfortable shoes and don't, preferably no handbags and things. You just want to be free as you can. Bring a sense of humour and trust. Just trust the guru, because the guru knows best. And trust the group as well, because once you're in the group, it will just take over. To me, that's, you know, like if you think back to the day before TV and people would have had, you know, much more street dance in each other's houses, or with, you know, it's kind of almost going back to that spirit, but in a modern context and in the street.
And then to each other, ending.
Sing hallelujah!
Woo! Oh yeah, baby, that was awesome! Give yourselves a big clear clap for that.
David Naylor there, otherwise known as Guru Dudu, finishing off Sinead Egan's report from the streets of Galway last week. Guru Dudu's silent disco walking tours last about 45 minutes, and they'll continue until this Sunday, July the 28th. And once again, the website there, GIAF, Galway International Arts Festival.ie.